Are you a songwriter? Are you looking to turn your songwriting passion into a full-time gig? Whether you are just at the start of your songwriting journey or a seasoned industry professional, this show is made for you. Welcome to The Songwriter Show, bringing together songwriting news, interviews, and community. Now, welcome your host, Sorontos.
Thank you so much for tuning in, and welcome back to The Songwriter Show, right here on Reality Radio 101. I'm your host, Sorontos. I'm a solo music artist who's been writing lyrics for as long as I can remember. Words mean the world to me, and that's why I'm thrilled to host this show for you every single Tuesday. I believe that every song is a story. Tonight, I'm so happy to have Shu-Bee-Doom. They combine upbeat jazz with the power of metal. The band started as the personal couple activity of the singer Eden Levine and the guitarist Tom Levine, who've been married for 6 years. They fell madly in love with the song they wrote, and they decided they needed to hear it. After the release of the first two songs, the saxophonist Marcus Fisher, the bass player Tristan Burlett, the trombone player Julia Nagel, and the drummer Frankie joined the band, and together they're now working on their fourth release. The band currently has 6 band members from Israel and Germany, and they're located in Leipzig, Germany.
And now, welcome this week's special guest.
Welcome to the show, everybody. How are you guys?
Hi, welcome. Thank you so much for having us.
Hey, Sorontos.
You're welcome. So tell us which of the two of you guys we have on the line, just so the fans know.
So it's Eden and Tom, and we are the married couple who fell madly in love in the song.
Awesome. So tell me a little bit about your band. Like, you guys have been jamming for a little bit. How's it going?
So it started as a couples project, as you mentioned. This was in the middle of nowhere. I wanted to try something new, and I talked to Eden, which happens to have a pretty beautiful voice, as you will hear soon. And I said to her, well, I'm frustrated. I don't know what to do. I'm either going to start a pop songs or another metal band or something that combines swing and metal. What do you say? And she said, yeah, let's try the swing metal. And we wrote a song. And like you mentioned, we really fell in love with it. And from there, the rest is history.
Yeah, and we had our first concert 2 weeks ago. So 3 songs released, but we have also some covers. And we are having a lot of fun. And we are having a lot of fun to see how people react to discovery that swing and metal can go together.
Yeah, for sure. That's definitely an interesting combination.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Tell us a little bit about what's a typical week like for you guys.
Why don't you start with the business? Okay.
Well, I have a business, so I'm very busy. I also have a female entrepreneurs community and also the band. So it's kind of like combining all of it together. But we do have every Thursday, a rehearsal day. So we always make sure there is also room for the band in our schedule. And it's quite funny to work together as a married couple on this project, because it can be at every single point in time that we can bring something up about the band. And although we really love to focus on the music part and writing and working together on the music, there is a whole lot of other things we do together as well, which is like videos, social media, pictures, talking to fans and creating merchandise. And so there's always something new. So we're learning a lot during the day. It's really cool.
Yeah, we have a pretty busy week. I'm also about to begin a new job soon. So, hopefully something new is coming up. But yeah, like every beginning musician, we are still just trying to juggle between writing songs and surviving in this world. Yeah. You know, trying to work and doing our best just to let people hear what we do, and hopefully they like it as much as we do.
Yeah, absolutely. Tell us about your songwriting process.
Ooh, that's...
That's on Tom.
Yeah, that's on me. So I've been writing songs ever since I was 10. I'm now 32 years old, so I have almost more than 20 years experience. I'm basically, when it comes to swing and metal, I'm just listening to something, and I imagine, okay, how can orchestra, a brass section go with this type of drum beat and how do I put a guitar in it? And on top of that, we're building the lyrics and the way the singer, Eden, is supposed to sing her part. So we're writing the music first and then the lyrics and the singing. So I know some musicians are working the opposite. But since everything was really new, you know, we had a lot of trial and error, lots of experimentation, and this is a really fun and interesting process.
I want to give kind of like a point of view of a married woman to a writer. Okay, just like, how is it like from my side?
Women don't.
No. So it's kind of like, it can be the middle of the night. It can be during shower. It can be while we're taking our dog out. It will be like, can you walk a little bit further for me? I have a song I want to hum to my phone. And then somehow the phone becomes a humming device. And then he has like bazillion of recordings of himself. And then we listen to this and he's like, that was an amazing idea of how I want to have it in the song. And then we hear it and it's like, I have no idea what I just hummed into it. Or it definitely then later becomes a song. So it's like every point of time it can happen. So it's super funny.
Yeah, I have way more than I think 5,000 recordings in my phone.
Yeah.
And for any songwriter out there, don't stop yourself from recording what you were thinking about because you will not remember it.
Yeah.
If you don't record it immediately. So I'm pretty sure it's a
amen to that. That's so true. Yeah. I think my iPhone, my notes section, voice recorder, it has so much crap in there. As I'm sure yours does.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I think out of, you know, like several thousands of songs and sketches, you maybe write one song per several hundred sketches. So, you know, it's a long process, but you really learn a lot during the way. So,
but you have some diamonds within this bunch of coal.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a muscle. You need to keep on training that and keep on inventing yourself each time.
Right.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about this song we're going to hear in a few minutes. What inspired it?
Ooh, that was something that we like to call production hell.
right.
It began as something completely different, if you remember.
Oh, right. Wow, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was supposed to be like some sort of a rock and roll, rockabilly kind of combination with a swing. And then we switched it into a whole different song and we tried to do like a Spanish combination.
Yeah.
With Killing Miss Perfect.
And, so it had different stages when it sounded completely different.
Mm-hmm.
And then we landed on like one reoccurring music part and we liked it. And then we've built on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember how we came up with like the lyric part of the ideas, but then it's always like we find one or two words that goes together. And then we build a whole concept around it.
Yeah.
And we match the concept with the music that we write and it builds itself at some point. But I think most of the time it starts as something and then it ends up being completely different or half different. But it's very cool to see like the journey. But we then learned about this song that the more people are involved in the songwriting process, the longer it will take for it to finish.
Mm-hmm.
So it took a long time to finish the song.
Yeah, a couple of months at least. Yeah, but we are learning.
Yeah, but the song is called Devil's Dance, and it talks about addiction and how basically being drawn into addiction is like dancing the devil's dance. So that's why it's called Devil's Dance.
Yeah, sounds bleak, but with the music, it's a little bit happier. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's take a listen to it, and then we'll come back and talk some more, okay?
All sure. Right.
Okay, awesome. Check this out, everybody. Here we go.
Hey, it's so good that you're here. Where drinks and drugs are running wild all year. Enjoy. Come with us and do the devil's dance. you want as long as you can pay. Look alive, come and dive, let your soul be rescued. We're only living once, so let the devil take you. Give in to sorrow, the pain will fade away, so come back tomorrow. Here, seal the deal, give your soul away.
No, you can't stop, no matter what you say.
Look alive, come and love, let the soul be rescued. We're only living once, so let the devil take you. Dance! Just dance! Dance!
Thank you so much for sharing that song with us. That was very interesting.
Thank you. I hope you liked it.
Yeah, really groovy.
Yeah, groovy. Yeah. Do you guys have any advice you would give to someone that wants to go into this field?
I would say don't.
Oh, come on.
No, no, we're not talking about marriage. We're talking about the the field of music.
Ouch. Hey, we also advise on doing that if you really are into it. But I think when it comes to, at least from my point of view, because I'm relatively new into writing a song, it takes time until you really fall in love with what you do or until you really click with something. So it can be a lot of hours on one word, or it can be like something is super flowing, but it takes a while to kind of feel comfortable with everything, with the whole process. So do not give up. If it doesn't click yet, come in the next session. You might have a different vision, or something will pop in your head that finally completes the rest of what you were working on until now. But it needs to be a process. It cannot be like, okay, because I've put this 2 hours in my calendar to write the song, then these 2 hours would probably be like me writing the song the whole time.
Yeah.
It's definitely not happening.
Yeah. And also really try to improve your process every time, because it's a never ending learning process.
Yeah.
I've been writing songs, like I said, for 20 years, and only now I feel confident enough in what I do. And it's still a lot of learning, a lot of doing. Your first song will never be a masterpiece. So, you know, just be patient with yourself and give yourself tons of credit, because writing songs is quite a process.
Right.
Yeah, that's the understatement of the year. We have all these classes out there, all these songwriter workshops, and it's hard. You know, the one thing my songwriter coach told me is it's easy to come up with a good lyric. It's easy to come up with just music. But when you put them together and you get that prosody and you get, that's really where the magic happens. And then someone's got to be in the mood for you,
yeah,
right? If you're writing a sad song and they don't want to hear that, or you're writing a happy song and they're depressed. So it's just, it's like, there's so many factors that go into it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's really amazing. I really think that consuming music is probably the hardest type of media to consume, because the video, you know, we're very visual creatures. So when we see a video, it's easy to get you into what you see with all the colors and a good story. But music has become so background thing that we experience every day that in order to really grab someone's attention, you need to do like a perfect job. You can't go any less than perfect.
Yeah. And even then, they might just listen to 10 seconds of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Or they don't notice the lyrics whatsoever. And you put like so many hours in really perfecting these lyrics. And you're like, yeah, there's a whole song behind this. And then they only catch the like one sentence, which does not tell the story. And it's kind of frustrating.
It is. But I'll tell you what, I have a feeling TV and movie is going through the same thing, because I don't know about you guys, I have an Apple subscription, Netflix, Hulu, Disney Plus, and there is so much content out there. And yet sometimes I'm sitting there trying to figure out what to watch, and it's just like there's so much and not all of it's good.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard for them to kind of cut through the noise now too, I think.
True.
Yeah. It's becoming more and more complicated for everyone. And especially now with AI, it's going to get into the competition. It's gonna
get
even worse.
Yeah.
But I think this is where our creativity and ideas as human, come into place, because we are doing many things that machine can never do. And I think this is what...
And that will not change, by the way.
Yeah.
The human touch will never become like a bot, I think. But we then realize how to utilize what AI and new technology can bring actually to musicians and to work with them and not against them.
So. Yeah, certainly. I think the most important thing as a musician is just to create a community and to give people a reason to listen to you beyond the music.
Yeah.
That has a lot to do with it too, because, for example, Taylor Swift has built up her clan for years. So anything she's going to put out, they're going to love, but she's worked hard at it. It took her a long time to do that. So you can't be jealous of it. You have to build up your own rabid fans that'll kind of almost listen to anything you put out, but it's hard. It takes a lot of work and it takes a lot of time.
Yeah. Especially.
But I mean, nowadays, music is emotional connection. And if you are connecting also in the human level, then it will be much easier to keep the fans like with you. So this is really important.
Well, you know, to a degree, because you have, I think, 60,000 or 600,000 songs released every day.
600,000.
Yeah. So that's a lot to compete with. So you need to have this something special, like either creating content or making videos. And this is why many music producers nowadays are also jumping into other forms of media. You just need to keep yourself interesting enough for people to really notice you these days.
Yeah. And I think the one thing that we always talk about on this show is don't quit, keep going, keep trying to get better. But the other thing is be kind, because not just are you going to have a better life, but you never know where it's going to come from. You might be talking to someone for 10 seconds and then in a year they might be a superstar. So
sure.
You got to respect everybody no matter what. I think that's really... In the music world, sometimes people at the top think they're gods and goddesses and they're hot shit and they just really don't take the time to be human. And I think that's really important.
Yeah, some humility. I think it's very important that you always need to remember that you were also at some point like a newbie and you just started somewhere. And even if you are doing things that people appreciate, you can never feel like, okay, that's it, I control the world now, because very quickly people will pick up on that and will be like, okay, we don't want this kind of vibe. And this is something that I think when we become collaborative and we become really into community building and stuff like that, and we also have the option to get feedback and to understand that it's a process that we build together with the fans and with the community who listen to us. They tell us what they think, we give them something new, and we see then all the time how we can make it better.
I think it also has a lot to do with how fast you grow and explode, you could say, because people who usually tend to explode quite fast are getting this kind of god complex syndrome.
Not only.
Not only, of course, power and money do change people. I mean, it's a known fact.
A whole different topic.
Well, it does have to do with fame and fortune. So, yeah, but in the end, we all need to be just more kind to each other, which is not an easy task these days.
It's not easy. It's not easy at all. And that leads me to my next question. I ask almost everybody this, but in your part of the world, how do you avoid scams or being ripped off? Because musicians are such easy prey. So tell us about that.
This is such a good question.
Basic question, yeah.
Wow.
I have a very simple answer to that. If someone tells you, I have a quick and easy solution, it's never quick and easy. It's always complicated because you don't build music with scamming other people. I mean, it is possible, but so many people build algorithms and bots and things that trick you into believing there's really something behind it. And in reality, they just steal your money.
Yeah.
I mean, I think my go-to in that case is to rely also on good referrals. So if somebody is offering me based on a lot of other feedback, something like a course or a workshop or a webinar that people really vouch for, then I have the tendency more to go for it. But it's because really, whenever you have one search of that, your whole Facebook, Instagram, and whatever is filled with these kinds of commercials and sponsored posts, then I tend to ignore them more. So in a sense, really go with you know, groups that I trust and communities that I trust and go with their recommendations.
I think also if someone contacts you and, and tells you, hey, I really loved your song, and you can read that he used like a template everybody else and not specifically typing to you and your song, then there's something behind it that you should...
Especially if he's a Nigerian prince.
But he has $30 million for you.
Really? I somehow have so many family members who died in Africa, you know?
Yeah. So you guys are a couple, obviously. What do you do when you're on stage performing and the other one is getting hit on by a groupie or a fan? What does that do to you guys? How do you handle that?
Oh, we don't have that much experience yet.
I think, first of all, I think it's kind of like, it's a charming thing to see in a way, because somebody else is acknowledging what you have acknowledged for a long time already. And it's really cool. But we also kind of, I think we publish it very much everywhere that we're a couple and that we're married. But I don't know. I think if I would have seen it, I would be like, hey, that's so cool, you know?
Mm-hmm. And if someone would hit on my wife, I'm like, hey, yeah, she is hot. I know.
While hugging me very close.
Yes, yes. I think we should end that there before any of you guys gets in trouble with the others. So that's a great answer.
Nah. We're totally...
No, totally open about this.
Well,
next question is, what's your favorite 80s jam?
80s jam. I really like lots of things from Phil Collins. I'm not sure if he's 80s related, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah, he's 80s.
Many Elvis Presley stuff. Again, I'm not sure if it's 80s.
Hey, we're the 90s.
We're from
kids.
The 90s, yeah.
Yeah, but I think, yeah, also like Queen and like all those rock bands from the 80s are... I used to listen a lot to like the VH1 classics, so everything that comes from there, I'm totally into it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and recently discovering swing and jazz. You know, we have lots of Aretha Franklin, Ray Charles. We just released
Which
a new...
Which are not 80s, I think.
No, they're not 80s. They're a lot earlier than that. We just released a Hit the Road Jack cover, which all you listeners should check out.
Yeah, but
okay.
Rock, I would say rock, 80s rock.
Yeah, Guns N' Roses, Metallica, Megadeth. Yeah.
There's no shortage of artists. Yeah. All right. Last question. Where can fans go buy your stuff, stream it? Where can they find you guys?
So we are everywhere you're listening to your music, Spotify, Apple Music, Pandora, YouTube, basically everywhere. And we also have a YouTube channel, an Instagram channel, Facebook channel, Bandcamp, basically. Everywhere. We are everywhere.
Okay. Awesome. Well, I want to thank you both so much for being on the show tonight and taking a little time for us.
Thank you. It was so much fun.
Yes, Sarandos, you're amazing.
Thank you. So to all the fans out there, thank you for spending a little bit of your precious time with the three of us tonight. We thank you, and we hope your own unique story gets heard around the world too. My name is Sarantos. Please join me every Tuesday night to hear other amazing artists share their fascinating behind-the-scenes stories right here at the Songwriter Show on Reality Radio 101. I love you all. Have a great night.
To the Songwriter Show. To keep the momentum going, head over to www.songwritershow.com and join our free music community of artists, songwriters, and producers. That's www.songwritershow.com.